Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying practical Christianity, learning to relate to one another. In this session, we'll be looking at Ephesians chapter 4, the first part of verse 32. Be friends to one another. Let's read that verse, Ephesians 4, 32, the first part of it. And be kind to one another. Jesus told us to be friends, and you can't do that without touching lives. First, there's the command of friendship. Ephesians 4:32, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Jesus called his disciples friends in John 15:15. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. And Jesus called his disciples to be friends. Galatians 6 and verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. You're my friends if you do whatever I command you. There is the command of friendship. Second, there is the crystallization of friendship. Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. Now when he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. The story of David and Jonathan shows that true friendship is God's gift. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan took off the robe that was on him and gave it to David with his armor, even to his sword and his bow and his belt. 1 Samuel 19, verses 1 through 7. Now Saul spoke to Jonathan, his son, and all his servants that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted greatly in David. So Jonathan told David, saying, my father Saul seeks to kill you. Therefore, please be on your guard until morning, and stay in a secret place and hide. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are, and I will speak with my father about you. Then what I observe, I will tell you. Thus Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul his father and said to him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he has not sinned against you and because his works have been very good toward you. For he took his life in his hands and killed the Philistine, and the Lord brought about a great deliverance for all Israel. You saw it and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against innocent blood to kill David without a cause? So Saul heeded the voice of Jonathan, and Saul swore, as Jonathan lives, as the Lord lives, he shall not be killed. Then Jonathan called David, and Jonathan told him all these things. And so Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. Chapter 20 shows the reality of their intimate friendship. True friendship requires unselfishness. John 15, in verse 13, Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. If friendship among Christians is commanded, then rejecting that command is sin. And then third, there is the characteristic of friendship. 1 Samuel 20, verse 41. As soon as the lad had gone, David arose from a place toward the south, fell on his knees to the ground, and bowed down three times, and they kissed one another, and they wept together, but David more so. Listen, the characteristics of friendship, humility, the bow of friendship, joy, the holy kiss of friendship, brokenness, the weeping of friendship. A friend has a heart willing to be knit together with others in humility, in joy, in brokenness, and a positive lifting relationship. Proverbs 27, verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Now let me ask you, do you have that kind of intimate friendship with other Christians? You think about that, and you have a great day.